Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, John chapter 20, verses 1 through 8. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. There are emotions that run our hearts ragged. Like John, we reach the place where Jesus is and we hesitate to go in. Or like Peter, we barge ahead but leave with unanswered questions. Like Mary, we stand outside, broken, fearful, and weeping. But when the resurrected Lord calls our name, his voice is unmistakable. There are sounds that distract us. "Peter, Peter, what do you see in there? John, look for yourself. Let's go tell the others. Woman, why are you crying?" But when the resurrected Lord calls our name, his voice cuts through the noise. There are places that distance us from each other. Mary went alone to the tomb, but found it empty. The younger man, John, outran Peter. The bolder man, Peter, went directly inside the tomb. Both Peter and John hurried back to the others. Mary stayed alone, catching her breath. But when the resurrected Lord calls our names, we slow down and stand still. There are sights that overload our senses. From television to the billboards on our way to work, from the computer screen to our smartphone news feeds, all the sights put our brains on visual overload. Like Mary, we look right at Jesus and miss all that he is doing in our lives and the world around us. But when the resurrected Lord calls our name, he becomes our singular focus. Today, are your emotions bouncing off the wall? Are there sounds that distract you? Is the hurried pace isolating you from others? Are you visually exhausted? Well, close your eyes. Jesus is still alive. The resurrected Lord is here. Listen to his voice. Listen as he calls your name. Lord Jesus, in a world distracting me at every turn, help me to hear your voice. Help me to live in the power of your resurrected name. I pray in your name. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray with you here at The Journey, just send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.